And like all the things I said, it's like not like, oh, they are bad men. It's like, how should they know? No one have taught them. No one taught me. When Britney mirrored it all to me, I got angry at the world. Like, it's so fucked up. I wasn't aware of it. And I had it in me. I had that programming in me. And I was treating some woman not right. This is the first step. But then like where the gold is. Because many men think like, I'm providing for her. I buy her everything. I like all the physical things. I'm like, bro, this is because we're physical beings. But once this is covered, here's the magic. The next step. All what Britney just said, just quickly my words, is the emotional stuff. Mm-hmm. Like holding her physically first and then emotionally by like, hey, babe, how is your internal reality? How are you feeling right now in your body? Like, what's going on? And then when you can already sense what it is, not taking it away from her by this is what it is, here's the solution. By like,
you did that so much.
I did it so much. I'm like, I could sense what it is. I'm like, Bashar talk, here's the belief. Okay. And I'm like, okay, Fetty, sip it. There is something. I can sense probably what the belief is. Ask all the clarifying questions. And when the man gets triggered, don't be in your trigger. Just take a deep breath and keep ask clarifying questions. Like, is this really what you mean? And even if she's mean to you or whatever, deep breath, don't react to your trigger. Because there's something deeper. And once she like transformed that and she's like, babe, I'm sorry I said it like this. Oh my God, thank you for creating the space. And then she's like, wow, I got it. And she's like so horny for you and she wants to fuck you. And it's like so beautiful. And then, and then you can say like, was this really what you meant? She's like, no, of course not. So it sounds so easy when I say it now, but it's like this, what I'm just all saying is like.
He literally has notes on his mirror.
Yeah, in my phone every single day. Like I really had to so learn that. And know that this is one of the biggest challenges. This is why most relationships are frozen as fuck, monogamous, so they don't have to look at many of these things. What's up, Bloom Babies? Welcome to another podcast. This one might be the most impactful podcast I/we have ever done. So sit back and enjoy. I'm going to talk about how to be an awakened man. And I just recorded a German podcast about that. Buzzing that I finally, the things Britney taught me and I embody can now put in words and teach others. I told it to Britney and she was like, let's go home and do a podcast together about it in English. Mm-hmm. And in the German one, I said it and I'm going to say it here again. A woman's intuition, and we're going to speak about it later, is so powerful. So one thing I learned is to trust that. So here we are. Britney Bond, Fetty back. We're like this way at this time, looking outside and addressing you, talking to you, because our usual podcasts are like that we look at each other and we're actually talking to each other. So that's why I feel like I'm misunderstood a lot, because I'm actually talking to Britney and don't elaborate and skip words and go all over the place. But in this one, I want to talk to you because I have something big in me brewing. I feel like the world so needs right now, which is men stepping into their power, being an awakened man, being an awakened man that can hold the woman, that can really hold the woman, create space. So all the women out there, they're like, finally, no, I'm not too much. I just like need a man I can feel safe, I can melt into, who can hold me, that my beautiful chaos can be transformed into magic and they can see my divine feminine, which is so wow. And many men, when they like start seeing that, they run away, and then women think they're too much, which you're not. So we want to talk about all of this. Do you have any? And this time, like, I'm gonna like talk more. Usually, like, I like creating a lot of space, like the other podcast, like I like doing that, creating a lot of space for Britney, because she has so many wonderful things to say, and I want to like show her to you. Or show you to her.
I think I get it.
But in this one, I might talk more.
I have so much space to hold for this. I'm like, preach. Like, this is what I talk about in my own solo podcast so much. But, you know, there isn't that many awakened men talking about this. And I think that's what is so powerful about you speaking your truth, whatever resonates with you from your heart on the subject in all the languages. And I'm like, we went to the Deli Devi to get a cacao, and like you were talking, I was there journaling, like having the best time by myself while you're making the German podcast. And then you came and you told me all about it. And I started crying because I was so happy that there's finally a man talking about this, like an awakened man. And I'm so proud that it's you, that it's my man, that the person that I chose, and that we can be a team in this, because I love sharing this with women, like all this empowering things. And then now it's your, because I've always imagined me hosting a women's circle, you hosting a men's circle, and then we like bring everyone together and bring our tribe together. And then at first you were like, I don't know, what do I say to them? And now you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna do a men's circle, we're gonna make a wolf pack. Ah! So yeah.
Yeah, because I was just like so disgusted is a harsh word, but that's what it is, by the men's circles I was seeing out there where they do ooga ooga shit. And I'm like, no, this is going backwards. This is old world shit. And then I didn't have the words and skills yet to teach others because I was just learning them. And now I know exactly how to do men's circles. So I would say I'm just like, start to ramble now. So sit back, open your heart. And if you're watching visually, Afro Bear is allowed to lay on the bed.
So it's not often. She's like so excited.
She's like, I'm on the bed. Like, when is it okay? When not? Okay. I'm going to talk about how to be an awakened man, from an awakened boy to an awakened man. And I speak to awakened people out there, to you who are, you're waking up, you are awake, like there are endless level to that. Like, we're always on our journey, but I'm not speaking about the awake, the, like the waking up part, the universal message. I don't speak about that yet. This is the fundamental, and knowing by the things we speak about synchronistically, we reach the people that are on that journey. Because the normal quote unquote boys and men who are like in the old world, like I'm not reaching them, and I'm not living in the same reality as they do. Like, we're shifting in the new earth, and everyone is waking up who is shifting with us there. And I, on my journey, was for a long time an awakened boy, and thought kind of like that's it. I was kind of, sounds maybe a bit dumb, but too far, in a sense of becoming like too alien, that the game we're playing here, like this human game, which is so beautiful and which is what we have all chosen in spirit to come here. We have chosen this. And to actually play this game is so beautiful. And the aspect I'm talking about is seeing that we create the separation of masculine and feminine by having like two different genders, and they are like roles. And when they complement each other, become a bond, co-create, step in their role, step in their power, it is the most amazing game. It is everything we want. It is the sweet spot. And for a little bit, I kind of like skipped that, by being so excited about waking up, the universal message, and being this awakened boy. But there I ate everything, like in a candy store, all the candy that is there, like in this buffet. And then there was nothing for me anymore, because I've all tasted it. And then I knew there is the next level, which is becoming from an awakened boy and an awakened man, and stepping in that role. And why I didn't want to do that at first is because I saw the world as it is and as it was, and it is greatly imbalanced, where women are so heavily depressed, suppressed in so many ways, and it's a man-made world, imbalanced in endless ways. So I was like putting off by that and didn't want to play that game, but then like, ah, my role is here to bring that back into balance. And then I had no one that mirrored that to me, so then by opening myself to that, synchronistically, Brittany came in my life, and she was the first awakened woman. I've never been with a woman before. And I was like, wow, someone who can mirror all the things to me that I can become a man. And first I was like on and off, like, do I even want to be that? Because like my comfort zone, hey, I'm this alien boy, yeah, what? And then like, this was like my comfort zone, but it became really fucking boring. And like, no, I'm here for a great thing. I'm here to step fully into my power, become an awakened man, and teach other men how to be that. And the big points are for men to get there into balance, and then also what our role is. Like, these are the two big points I want to talk about. How to get in the balance of yourself, of balancing your divine masculine and your divine feminine within yourself. Because about waking up, which I'm not going to talk about so much. The most important, the first thing, and always the bread and butter is loving yourself, being good within yourself, following your joy, that frequency is who you are, and balancing the feminine and masculine within yourself. And once you do that from an individual point, you can get more, become more than that, from individual to partnership, to family, to tribe, to village, to city, to state, to earth, to intergalactic, and so on. And it always comes back to being balanced within yourself. And many people I see not being balanced, and I wasn't balanced, and I see they go in one extreme, either, which is, I think, most men I reach out here. And I quickly want to say, this podcast is not just for men, but also so important for women, because you have men in your life and you want to have a great man. And often women don't know what makes a great man. And then you can teach them, like Brittany taught me. So what I'm talking right now about, I want, if you're a man, think about which balance are you more in. And if you're a woman, think about all the men in your life that are the closest to you right now. Maybe your partner or a lover or someone you're dating or someone you're close with. Think about them right now. So what I see often, that it's out of balance, that they either, and that is what I see, what I just said, a lot about the people I reach right now, that the men are too much in the feminine. Because, and I so understand that, and I was there too, because they see the imbalance, which is just so gross in our world, and they don't want to play this game of becoming the masculine part, the imbalanced masculine part, how it is right now in the world. See, like objectifying women, suppressing women, all that shit. And this is like normal, but it's like fucked up. And most men who are waking up, they can feel that. And they're like, I don't play this game. I be in my feminine, and I don't play this game they're playing. I don't want to like compete with them. This is all old world stuff. I'm just going to like go away and then not take the initiative. But then this is not attractive at all. Women want men that step in their power, that take the initiative, that can hold them, that provide, that are like showing up. But then other men, like often men don't want to like compete with men who are doing the other side of the spectrum, which is out of balance, which is as follows: being too much in their masculinity, like the negative masculinity or toxic masculinity. I don't really want to call it toxic masculinity because it sounds so harsh. And by just like speaking to men, I could see when I say toxic masculinity, they feel triggered and they don't listen anymore. So I was like, okay, what is actual toxic masculinity? And it is right now just like normal, because our society, what is so fucked up, is normal. So we are growing up in this system, and it's like no one's fault. Like I had this all in me too, and no one like taught me, and I got this programming into me, and this imbalance is normal. And this energy is like, how I can describe it, is like men that are like cocky, that energy isn't like doing anything good, and it's like going backwards into the old world of like ooga ooga shit. It's like monkey style. It's like we're like in the sweet spot right now, where we have so much free will, where we can decide, do we want to go back into the animal part of us, be like ooga ooga, the schmunky, and like all the old world shit, like I'm gonna own her, I'm gonna possess her, I'm competing with other men, I'm gonna get over him, and this is mine, and I'm so like in my penis, and my penis is in my head, and like all this animal part. And you know, it's like all valid, but it's like, what do you want? You want to go backwards? It's like, we are like Homo sapiens, and you can go back to Homo erecticus, or you can move forward to Homo galacticus. Like these are all just words to describe just like different levels of frequencies, and there's no value judgment, anything. And this like quote unquote toxic masculinity is like going backwards. Old world shit, Homo erectus, like, ooh, I'm this monkey, and I have this facade of talking in this dark way with my beard and touching it and all these muscles by injecting testosterone and covering up my wounds and impressing all the females around me by telling them random facts they don't even want to hear to impress them, that they like me more than the other guys, so I can like trick them and then I can fuck them, and then eventually the woman, like when they're like fooled, they then see that and they run away, and then they play the next game next and their soul is starving. So I really played this game and there's nothing that like gives my soul nourishment, nothing to grow, to expand. There's nothing. I don't want to go back, and I invite you to rise up together, become a Homo Galacticus. Like the analogy I made, we have this amazing amount of free will and we are like always have free will on all levels, but we right now with our physical mind can like decide, do we want to go back in the animal aspect of us, or do we want to go in the spirit side? And this is like everything we're talking about, like the new earth shifting from 3D to 4D, like the new earth versus the old world, it's all like going forward into the spirit side, like being guided by our higher selves and not just like having our penis in our head and being like primal blah, and then like acting out of our wounds and wounding women so greatly in so many ways, which is so fucked up. And if men would really be aware how much they're hurting women by doing these things, if they would like realize that, they wouldn't do any of that. So I'm talking to the men and boys out there right now that want to rise up together. So ask yourself and like the men in your life, where they're more at. Are they more in the feminine because they don't want to play this, but then they're also not taking the initiative? Or are they like trying to be a good man, but the normal good man is really fucked up? And then they're feeling that, but they're like, I do what society tells me. I'm a good man. I'm doing all the things and I tell her what to do and I lead her. But it's like not fulfilling at all. And you don't find someone that actually meets you, and women then run away from you, and you don't really see the woman because you don't create the space. So which one are you more on the spectrum, or your close friends? And then it's all about, again, self-love, like finding yourself, remembering who you are and balancing the masculine and feminine within yourself. And then when you do that more and more, you're like, okay, what is my role as a man? Because a good man, here's what our role is. Here's what a good man does for a woman. Is a man, and this is still the world we're living in, a man protects a woman. It's still that women especially need protection. We're protecting the woman. We're making her feel safe, that she can open up. We're creating lots of space by really listening, asking questions, that she opens up and feels safe and can melt into you, that she knows you can hold her, that you're like this grounded mountain that does all the things that she is actually feeling safe in 3D reality and knows you can hold her, that you love yourself, that you won't run away, and that she can really open up her beautiful chaos, which then when you can hold her, she can melt into you and it is transformed into magic. And you really see the divine feminine. And the divine feminine is so powerful. And for a while I was thinking, wow, this is the most powerful thing ever. It's more powerful than divine masculine. It's not. It's both equally as powerful. It's just the divine feminine is so suppressed that hardly men have really seen a woman in their power. And when women like do that more and more by feeling safe and opening up, so many men run away, and often women are then wounded by thinking they are too much. So they're like playing small, not opening up fully. And let me tell you, to the woman out there, you are not too much. You are so powerful. It's just that the man cannot hold you and project on you by you being too much, blah. They're just like afraid of that because they don't love themselves. And then when a woman, like when you see a woman in the divine, like when Brittany allowed me to see her, and like she made herself small because I wasn't there. I had so much to learn, and I learned more and more. So she showed herself more and more. And when she really showed me herself in her divine feminine as the highest priestess that she really is, I like almost couldn't hold her. But now I know I can, and and this is the thing we all want. Now you may ask yourself, it's like, okay, my role is to create all the space for a woman, to show up for her, to listen, to make her feel safe, like to provide for her. Like right now in this 3D reality, like so many women are so in their masculine because no guy can hold them. And then like, okay, I do it myself then. I make the money. I do this. I do that. And there's so much in their masculine, which is not their superpower. And it's like, you may ask if you're a guy, like, why would I provide for a woman? Why create all this space? Like, why? Because that's what we all want. Trust me. I've played this awakened boy game to the max, where it's all about me, me, me. And it gets so boring because everything is so on point, and I spend time with other awakened boys, and we're all so on point, and it's so boring. It's so boring. And when you create the space for a woman to open up in her divine feminine with her beautiful chaos magic, it's everything we want. Everything we want is that we open our heart and create a safe space for another person to open their heart, and then we're both like, is it safe? And we create a safe space for each other, and then our hearts come out, and we're like opening the love, and we're like being in our true power, in the divine feminine and the divine masculine, which both have such amazing superpowers, which I can talk forever about, like female intuition. And when you create the space, when many haven't experienced it ever, but when you experience that, this is all you want. This is everything. Because love is like the only thing that's quote unquote real. That's the only thing that matters, is the love. So all the things we're actually doing is getting there, but many people don't know how to get there. They're like, I make all the money, so I'm the best man, so I get the best woman. But then they don't know how actually to get to this state, what I'm describing. And this is the state where we all want to get. Divine feminine, when a woman opens up, it's so beautiful. It brings so much sparkles and spiciness. And then the woman, when she finally can open up, is like, she puts that love all in you. She is like, wow, now I'm safe and now I have all that love. And then all the sensual love, the sexual love, the giggleness love, the synchronicity, the power of a woman just being in her joy and this sprinkling it everywhere, and it makes everything so fun. It makes it so juicy. It makes it so sparky. And like that together is like, once you have experienced that, all you want is staying there. And then again, I say it again, the role for us men, because many men, they are so afraid that when they see a woman more, they're like, fuck, she's so powerful. Why does she need me? What is my role? She's so powerful. I'm like, what do I have to give? And yeah, women are so powerful. But they need us to create the space to hold them. Like if a woman cannot be held, it's her magic is chaos. And then it is not like channeling and becoming beautiful, synchronistic manifestations, because it's like, she needs the solid foundation of, like, we're still living in this 3D reality of creating the, still, like, the protection, and then the space, asking her so many questions and really listen, like, really listen, really listen. And then she comes out, and we can witness her. And that is like, so it is like everything we want, everything we want. No money, no material things, no all the things, nothing of that, like truly makes your heart, makes your soul fulfilled. And this, like witnessing that, this is like the biggest fulfillment ever. This is what we all want. So again, how to do that? I mean, I keep saying that. It's like the first step, the fundamental, and always the bread and butter is loving yourself, balancing that within yourself, because so many are not. And then they see the woman more and they don't love themselves. So they're like, oh my God, what does she need me for? I'm not good enough. They're running away to the next one where they can like play a role or something, tell her how powerful they are. And then cannot hold her or like want her to love them. And like this mother vibe of like, I went to work, so I made the money, and now I come at home and I just like, I made the money, so just love me because I don't know how to love myself. And then women are just like so tired of that because that is so unattractive. So step into your power, follow your joy, and really like tune in. Like, am I more in my feminine because I don't want to play this? Or am I like trying to be a good man, but I'm just like following society and it is out of balance? And then evaluate that and balance that within yourself and really do these things I just said to the woman. And then once you experience it more and more, like seeing a woman, like stop talking, stop. You don't need, like, do you think this impresses her by telling all the things you did and all the things you do and you have and how funny you are? And like, no, not at all. What a woman wants is like asking her how she's actually feeling right now, what's actually going on in her life, like how she's feeling in her body, about her emotions. And then by you not just like, oh, I'm asking this, but like really listening. Because you want to have a soul connection, and like women have like emotional depth, and emotions are everything, like the things we can feel. And when she is feeling that, you are feeling that. When she is turned on, you are turned on. Like the spectrum of women, of their orgasm, of their pleasure is so much deeper, so much more in depth than ours. And when I sleep with a woman and she's not, when I sleep with Brittany and she isn't so turned on, it's like that good. But when I really turn her on and she's like, come inside of me and sucks me in, it's like, oh my God, because she feels the pleasure and I feel the dust too. We reflect each other. So it's like service to others is service to self, because we're all one in this game we're playing of masculine, feminine. And stepping in your role is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And it's so out of balance. And I see so many men looking for guidance and being fooled by men who playing the ooga-ooga old world shit game, because on the outside they like have a beard and they have an amazing body and how they talk. And then you're like, oh, this is like a real man. And then it's like all that old world shit. And then those men, they're starving. They never have been with a real woman. And they're playing this looping game where, for example, here on the island, I see many men where like they play this game, and women that are actually awake women, they see right through it and they stay so away from that. But the new woman come to the island and they're like fooled by that. And then the man can be like, oh, here, this is... And then eventually the woman, like they maybe fall for it. And then the man like, oh, I slept with her. I conquered her. Ha ha. And then the woman eventually sees through it and runs away. And then they're looping in that. And the men, they're actually looking for like, hey, I don't know how, what it is. No one is mirroring that for me. So I'm so excited to step in that power and actually be a role model for many men that like, hey, how should you know? And like all the things I said, it's like not like, oh, they are bad men. It's like, how should they know? No one have taught them. No one taught me. When Brittany mirrored it all to me, I got angry at the world. Like, it's so fucked up. I wasn't aware of it. And I had it in me. I had that programming in me. And I was treating some woman not right. And I sent so many voice messages to women, like just one today, where I was like, wow, back then I didn't have the skills of communication. She opened my heart to me. I saw her. It was too much. I ran away. And on the surface, I was like, nice. But emotionally, I was ghosting her. And like, I was like, I'm so sorry if I created a wound. And if so, I am here and I want to show up and help you heal that. So I realized so many things where I was not nice to women because I didn't have the skills and I wasn't aware that I had toxic masculinity, however you want to call it, in me, because I thought this is where it's at. This is how you treat women. No one taught me. So when Brittany mirrored that, I was like, wow, this makes so much sense. This is so clear. And to all the men, how could you know? Most men haven't been with women. And since Brittany came in my life, also so many of her girlfriends. Brittany has so many awakened women I hang out. And I'm like, wow, I get it. And I also see how many women are so wounded by men just having their penis in their head and doing old world shit and don't being aware how much this hurts, of like harassing women, raping women. It's like so fucked up how it wounds women. And this is not okay. This is what the world needs right now. Men, good men that can show up, that can hold women, and that, like the wolf pack. I'm creating a wolf pack right now here on the island. If you are on the island and if you want to be part of that, reach out to me. Because us good men coming together, positive energy is integrative, and showing up together. I like how Bashar says that justice is not punishment. Justice is realization. I don't want to show up with men and like intimidate people and like threaten them and make them scared. Like, whoa, this is old world shit. This is exactly the Uga Uga shit. I want to like create a wolf pack. And if a woman is mistreated or something, we show up to that man and we're like, hey, this is not okay. And making him realize, like mirroring him his wounds. Like, hey, you do that because, dad, you have never looked into that. I don't know where it comes from. Maybe you're dead and you keep acting on that and you're hurting women with that and your soul is starving. Like really showing up, like this is not okay. This is not how, if you do that again, like here we wanna help you. Come to our man circles. We teach you, like no one taught you. And then the men are like, oh my God, because they're like, they're little boys. They're like, I want love. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, I want community. They learn it. They're like, thank you. They go to the woman, they apologize. And one by one, we're building the new earth. I'm now so called to work with men and make them realize and teach them, because no one taught them, like make the programming obvious how imbalanced our world is and what got into them. And I'm such a good example because I had so much of that mainstream shit, of masculine shit in me. And when Brittany mirrored it, as I said, I was like angry and disgusted of like, oh, I never want to be like this again. And I understand why I did all the things I did. And that's why when I see men doing fucked up shit, I'm like, they don't know. They're doing actually the best they can. No one makes it obvious to them. So I'm here. Reach out to me. Join the wolf pack. And let's all become good men that can hold the woman. And I'm telling you, if we create the space for the woman finally can melt into her divine feminine. It's the most beautiful thing in the universe. Like her inner child, like a female inner child, a female girl, like, is when it's like the pureness, it's like the most purest thing in the universe. And when you like create a safe space for it and it comes out to play, it is so wonderful. It's like this MDMA frequency, and it can be like that most of the time, to all the time. That's where we're shifting in. So this is right now everything that comes to me.
I love it. I was like sometimes crying a little bit because it's so beautiful to hear it from your perspective, and also to know that it's integrated in you and you actually like, you're like, yeah, this is where it's at. I'm preaching this. Because I feel like I've seen this in so many of my mushroom trips and so many on ayahuasca. Like all of this is like us building this new earth community. And I've always, always been calling in my masculine counterpart and holding the vision, the space for it. And I'm so grateful, baby, that you're here and that we do it together.
Yeah. Baby, when you came to me with like this stuff, I was like, because like this was my comfort zone before. I'm like, well, I'm this alien boy. I'm like, this is like, I saw how much this is, and like, why would I like care for her and have her back and all this stuff? And I'm like, because this is where it's at. This is the true love in each other, heart open. We're knowing it's safe, and we're coming out, and we're bringing our superpowers to the table, and we're dancing in that, enmeshed and melting. So it's like, now when I'm like, over the course of our relationship so far, when I was like, oh, fuck that, I go back in my happy Disneyland and do the things, and I'm like, there's like nothing anymore for me. Mm-hmm. Like this is, once you have tasted this fruit, this is everything. Like there's only us now, baby. There's like how Crow says, like everything is nothing without you. So true. Like.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, you said that I taught you, and something that we've really emphasized with each other is that we can't teach anyone anything in the sense that, like, or change. Like, I didn't change you. I held the vibration of how I wanted to be met. And I feel like I just want to speak to the women, if you're listening this, the women who are listening to this, that if you're like, oh, I would love this, like, I would love all the men around me to be this, you know, everything that we're describing. I recommend the best way for you to do that is to be in your full joy, in your full power, and basically be yourself and be positive, and then in a positive way redirect where you want, how you want to be treated. So for instance, like with you, like sometimes in the beginning you would treat me a certain way and I would just be like, this is not my standard. But and back then I didn't understand I was so frustrated at how men were, that I was coming at it in not so much, sometimes a positive way. And I found recently that the best way to, you know, because it's not that the masculine is wrong or doing anything, like, they are not the problem. It's like, we all just need to work together, you know? And so when I can come at with an energy of happiness and positivity, and like, I'm in my joy and in my power, and then I'm just like redirecting how I want to be treated, like, actually I don't agree with that, and this would make me feel better, and just like keeping this like positive feminine energy, it's so much easier for you and for men to respond to that, instead of me stepping into my mask and being like, this is not okay, I will not be treated like this. I mean, you can do whatever you want, I'm just saying, if you wanted to go more fluidly, it's just a lot easier when you're grounded in your feminine power. And also the masculine power is speaking up for yourself. So it's like this beautiful divine union within yourself. Just for me, the thing I keep remembering is be positive and speak up. Be positive and speak up. Be in your joy, but still speak up.
Yeah, it's like how I said, so many women are in the masculine, and for a long time it was like so necessary because the world we're in, but we're shifting, it becomes safer and safer. And to all the women out there, if you want to get this across, it's so much more powerful to not be like in this masculine or mothering lecturing role, but in your vulnerable softness, where you're like ow, like I just want to like, because then you give the man a glimpse of what we actually want by you being like open and in your feminine. And then like if a guy sees a woman genuinely crying, you know, it's like, this is so hard for a man. Like, for a man seeing a woman crying, it's like, you just like, it's so, because it's all, we all get it in deep in our hearts, you know? And then it's like, you feel that so much. And if you're with a guy and he's not treating you right, then just like, know that it's like, no, case by case how safe it is, but what I'm saying, the people are listening, so many situations are now so safe that it's like safe to cry and be vulnerable, and then it hits the men and they like realize a lot. Because I know when you come to me with like this lecturing mothering vibe of like da da da, I'm like, why are you like this to me? Like, I get it. But if you're like vulnerable, I'm like, oh my God, baby, I'm sorry. Yeah, I get it. I don't want, you know?
Yeah, I think it's just from feeling so, I mean, I have been in so many actually unsafe spaces growing up with a really abusive dad. So I think that was my protection barrier. And then now I'm realizing I don't need to do that. And this is where, you know, we...
Yeah, that's why case by case, I don't know where you are at, but by the vibration we're sending out and then you were synchronistically resonating with that, you are most likely at a spot where there are a lot of safe spaces. Mm-hmm. And then like, if you're there and you're vulnerable feminine, it just activates guys by like, whoa, I'm sorry, this was fucked up.
Yeah, and for the men that are listening and they're like, okay, I'm ready to start. Like, what? Give me something to do. I really invite you to like... pick like 3 to 5 women in your life that you are really close with. Can be your partner, your mom, your sister, close girlfriends, like women that are friends, and spend a week just energetically showing up for them. or physically showing up for them and just being like, just messaging them. Like, I have men in my life that do this. Like, they're like my brothers. They're like men who will really show up for me. And it doesn't matter where they are in the world. They will message me and be like, how are you feeling today? How are you doing? What's going on? And then when they are on the island or we're in the same city, they'll be like, okay, let's go get a coffee, or like, where are you at? I'll come meet you. I had one time we were in Berlin and we were really sick. And a friend of mine who is like one of my closest men in my life, his name's Aaron. And I know him from the island here in Koh Phangan, but we were both in Berlin and he knew I was sick, wanted to hang out. And so he came all the way to where I was just to bring me like lemon and ginger, even though he was going somewhere to DJ and needed to leave pretty quickly. But he just wanted to come check on me, show up, and also bring me something. And I still remember that to this day. I'm like, wow, that was so nice. And it felt so good to have this masculine presence to show up for me and care without wanting anything back. And then of course we ended up talking and I hosted him on something emotionally and it made him feel good. Like, it's always like going back and forth. So yeah, what do you think about that?
I love it, especially for the men out there that are so much in the feminine and not taking the initiative and taking space. Do that. Take up more space, take the initiative by asking. Just ask, how are you feeling? Take the initiative, take space. This is so sexy. And women love that. And then they open up and you host them. And then when they feel hosted, they have all this feminine power and they want to pour it into you. Mm-hmm. And they want to host and activate you and have exactly all the gifts for you. Just like, take the initiative, right? Like, hey, how are you feeling? I'm here for you.
And what I will say is, when you do that, wait for them to actually turn the energetically around and ask you how you're feeling or show up for you. Because a lot of men do this. They'll be like, how are you? And then the woman says, I'm okay. You know, but sometimes a woman is not used to being hosted. And so they need a little bit more time. And then the guy just immediately goes, oh, and my day is great. And then they're just basically dumping energetically on the person. So
go as deep as possible until the woman there is like, I got it. There's nothing more. Like, how are you feeling? And then she has like this really like, there is something with her. And then ask like, hey, what is coming up for you? What are those emotions? What triggered that? Like, yeah, tell me what this guy did to you that made you feel this way. What is actually the core belief in it? Like, ask really good clarifying questions and then let her get there. Let her have her process that, like, when she's also crying and something, like, give space for that. And then she's like, oh my God, so much clarity. Now I feel so good and balanced. Like, how are you doing? Like, let's vibe. Oh, wow. Bam. You want some help there? Here's my female intuition and superpower and synchronicity.
Yeah, because a lot of men don't open this box of hosting a woman emotionally because they think, one, need to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. Or two, I need to somehow tell you what to do. Like, they think I need to go do something in the physical reality, or I need to tell you what to do emotionally. Women don't need either of those things anymore. A lot of times, like, we are good in ourselves. Like, we can handle it physically. We'll let you know if we need help. But like, most of the time, we just want someone to hold the space and ask the questions. And that is, men do not realize how one sexy this is, how amazing this is. Just for a man to just stand there and witness the emotional process that women need to go through and want to go through. And of course, we women, we do this with each other all the time. Like, we host each other. But it's so beautiful to have a man be like, oh, okay, I noticed that you're feeling that way. And let me reflect this back to you. So you're saying you're feeling this way. Is there anything you like, just kind of guide you through the process of like, how are you feeling? Is there anything you want to acknowledge? What do you feel like you want to do? And just keep asking questions. That is gold for a woman. That is like, like, I don't know how else to emphasize this.
This is so important that you said that. I want to emphasize that when I said how to show up for a woman, the first step is like the physical one. Like, and this is what we're shifting away from, that we need less and less protection. Like, the first one is like, we're safe, we're in no danger, we're in a cozy room. Like, Brittany comes in, the first thing, I check all her vitals. Like, oh, she's undercarbed. Oh, she is like sweaty. Like, babe, shower. I make a nice vibe in the living room. I make you food. I make it cozy. I'm like, lay down. We're eating something. We're doing something calm for our nervous system, like watching some Harry Potter, cuddling Afro. Now our vitals are checked. we're feeling good, because if you right start with something, like this is this is the first step, but then like where the gold is, because many men think like, I'm providing for her, I buy her everything, I like all the physical things. I'm like, bro, this is because we're physical beings, but once this is covered, here's the magic, the next step, all what Brittany just said, just quickly my words, is the emotional stuff. Mm-hmm. Like holding her physically first, and then emotionally by like, hey babe, how is your internal reality? How are you feeling right now in your body? Like, what's going on? And then when you can already sense what it is, not taking it away from her, but this is what it is, here's the solution. But like,
you did that so much.
I did it so much. I'm like, I could sense what it is. I'm like, Bashar talk, here's the belief. Okay. And I'm like, okay, Fetty, sip it. There is something. I can sense probably what the belief is. Ask all the clarifying questions. And when the man gets triggered, don't be in your trigger. Just take a deep breath and keep ask clarifying questions. Like, is this really what you mean? And even if she's mean to you or whatever, deep breath, don't react to your trigger, because there's something deeper. And once she like transformed that, and she's like, babe, I'm sorry I said it like this. Oh my God, thank you for creating the space. And then she's like, wow, I got it. And she's like so horny for you, and she wants to fuck you, and it's like so beautiful. And then, and then you can say like, was this really what you meant? She's like, no, of course not. So it sounds so easy when I say it now, but it's like this, what I'm just all saying is like,
he literally has notes on his mirror.
Yeah, in my phone every single day. Like I really had to so learn that. And know that this is one of the biggest challenges. This is why most relationships are frozen as fuck, monogamous. So they don't have to look at many of these things.
Monogamous.
But this is like the quote unquote end level. This is like Champions League. But this is where you are such an awakened soul, and we want this. And one thing I also want to say is like seeing, like for the woman out there, I see so many powerful women having so many bad experience with men, and then some women like giving up on men. And when you like wake up and know like you create your own reality according to your beliefs, and if you then stop believing that there are good men out there, then like vibration to like vibration, you get those reflections by no good men out there. So I want to speak to all the powerful women out there who might have given up on men. I encourage you to look into that there are good men out there, that you look into that belief and that you believe that. And I want to be like a beacon. Like, I'm a good man, and I know good men that can hold women, and I teach men there are good men out there. And I see some women who are lesbian, and many of them are, but some I wonder, like, I think they could be bisexual. It's just that they like had such wounding experiences with men that they don't trust any men anymore. And I feel your pain, and I like, you deserve a man that can hold you. So please look into that belief that good men are out there. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I see such powerful women, mm-hmm. and they are not fully in their power, because they have no masculine part that can actually hold them. And I see there's just like so much chaos that isn't in the magic. And I'm like, oh, I'm manifesting, wishing them a man, a good man that can hold them. And I see then some of these women, like they kind of haven't given up on men. So I'm like, women, there are good men out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I manifested you. And I think it's a co-creation. This is the thing. It's like with you, I saw what you were doing when we first got together and who you were with before me and blah, 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 blah. So, and I didn't agree with some of it, but I didn't judge you for it. And at the same time, I held my standard of how I wanted to be treated. And then I like invited you to come play with me on that level, you know? And that's one thing I was saying. It's like, we just hold the vibration of like, I'm vibing, I'm fully in my power as a woman. Yeah, I would love to play with you. And this is my standard of how I choose to allow someone to treat me and like how I want to play. Like, do you want to come meet me on this standard?
Yes, and we are all good men and good women. It's just there's programming on us, which mm-hmm. needs to be faced. We all need to look at our shit. And woman, if you see a crate, like if you find like, oh, this connection, but right now he has like a lot of programming on him. It's like not like, oh, he's a bad man, whatever. You can help him. And like, yeah, as Brittany said, we cannot quote unquote help anyone. We can just like show them the vibration so they can help themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you find like your person, like Brittany taught me all this in like half a year. And now she has me, and like we're all always on our journeys, but this is like the big thing. And now she has me for the rest of this timeline. So like cost gain ratio, I know like Brittany went through a lot with me where it's like I look back and I cringe so hard and I'm, babe, I'm so sorry for this situation, this situation, because she got it out of me. And I was like, and then I saw like, oh, how I reacted, never gonna do this again, like wow. And but the cost gain ratio, like she has me now for the rest of her life, like this. And like even like we both keep rising, but we know our role now, our part, and how we come together. So know that you can teach men, like, and then you don't even need to do it yourself. Like, here's your help. Why do you think we record this podcast? Send your man that can catch up some things this podcast. Mm-hmm. And like, honey, listen to this twice. And then a big shout out is to Brittany's podcast, As a Man. I edit, listen to all her podcasts, and I learned so much by what she says, mostly two women, which is like all same. Mm-hmm. Because we need to understand the other side. So then, that's what women want. So I create that. It's like you really have to understand both sides. So that's why this and also my future podcast where I talk about how to become an awakened good man is also so important to listen to women, that they understand the men, that they also don't take those things away, that they can do these things and all these things. So it's so important to understand both sides.
I totally agree. Something that I wanted to say, something that I figured out this week, which is really exciting for me, is that there are so many good men in my life, like even on the island throughout the years that I know in my reality. And there, I realized this week that like I give off this vibration of like, I'm good, you know, like I'm thriving, I'm fully in my power, we are in a beautiful relationship. And I realized that a lot of the men, the good awakened men in my life, don't know if there's a place for them to show up in my life or like how to do that. So I sent a couple voice messages this week where I was super vulnerable and I was just like, I love you and I love having you in my life. And I would love it if you check on me. I would love to have you as this like guy who shows up for me, you know, in an emotional way, because I'm good otherwise. But this is like so beautiful to have like more and more of this. And also men want this. They want to know how to show up for the people that they love. So like women, if you have good men in your life and you're like, I would love for them to show up for me, and like you don't have to sit around waiting for them to do that. You can invite them also into that dynamic with you. And it doesn't need to be romantic or sexual. It's an emotional connection. And this is what we are as a tribe. It's like having the people in your tribe show up for you. I do this so much automatically for all the people in my tribe, men, women, where I check on them all the time, you know, like they know that they can come to me for certain things. And yeah, I show up for them. And I feel like a lot of men, yeah, like you were saying earlier, are frozen. They don't know how to show up for the feminine right now, because in the physical realm, we are good. But in the emotional realm, we love it when you create safe spaces for us to shine and witness us and all of it.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And again, this goes from both sides. Mm-hmm. That the men that are like, oh, I want to show up, but I don't know what should I say, and I don't want to take up space and initiative, but women actually loved it. So when you're a woman, what Brittany just said, like tell them like, hey, I know you love me and I invite you to like take up more space by asking me and checking in. Mm-hmm. And as a man, like just do it. Like this is like with so many, or like 5-6 women, I just like started building this relationship to like Eve. I'm like, yesterday I sent Eve a voice message like, Eve, I really want you to know I adopted you as my little star sister. I want you to let all the love in and always take up space. When you need someone to host you, I'm here for you. You're my little sister and I love you so much. So take up more space. I'm here for you. I love you so much. And like, never hesitate. So I invite you now, think right now, man, woman, whoever you are, who you want to invite you to build a relationship for, because we all want people that really have our back, that really show up. And when we feel this relationship, for when Brittany came in my life and I was like, why does she want me so badly to have her back? And now I understand, because this is all what we want, because most people actually have no one that actually has their back. And when you when you feel that, having each other's back, you're like, oh my God, this is everything. And then you're so empowered, because I'm like so in my power, because I know Brittany got my back. And if I'm like, when I tell someone something, I ask her and she reminds me of my power, and I'm like, brah, because I know she has my back, and same for her. So this is what we all want. So I encourage you, don't wait for it. Bloom babies, make their own luck. Start doing that.
And also something I would say about you and I getting together is I got this really big download that in order for me, because of my past and my trauma and all this blah, 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 I really need, and I think everyone actually needs this, a stable foundation of soul family. So this can be your physical family or the chosen family that you make, who have my back, so that when you and I are getting together, I don't go in the emotional ups and downs of like survival of like, I need to make this work, or, you know, I stay in my power. Like, this is great. I would love to be with you. I would love for this to work out. And if it doesn't, it's okay, because my chosen family, my soul family has my back. So when you and I got together, I already had these dynamics with men and women in my life where they were showing up for me, and they knew like everything about us, about like how we were getting together. And it was like, they were like eating popcorn, just like, hey, what did Faraday do now? You know, like my godparents, I have men and women that I love. Like sometimes I would meet with them daily and just be like, oh God, he did this thing. What does this mean? Like, how am I supposed to deal with this? And then they would like, you know, it was so great to have the men in my life give me the perspective of what it's like as a man to interact with such a powerful woman as me, and just to be able to hold me in that. And then I felt so nourished just knowing that that my soul family has my back. So even if it didn't work out with us, I'm good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brittany is so powerful. And like, I came in her life and I was like, whoa, you already have a chosen family. And I woke up that I actually don't have that at all. Like then a couple souls, I was like, wow, I'm invested in them, and I start teaching them. And then for me, it was like double challenging, or however I want to say it, because you could like bounce this back and forth with your soul family, but I had like really no one. Mm-hmm. And then I really had to get it myself. And this was maybe extra taxing for you. So thank you, baby. Because like, you had to explain it to me over and over again, because I hadn't other people who, yeah.
I mean, I would have loved that if you had people that you could explain it to and they could mirror it back to you. I mean, Julian did that in the beginning a little bit as best he could. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. Thank you, Julian Zietlow, for doing that.
Yeah. And that's what we're building now. And I see people coming, or like Carl and Eve are our chosen family kids, and other people that are like coming.
I just want to say though, like, I do want to give a shout out to Julian, because there was a couple times where I just blew up at you. And I was like, I remember one specific time at the gym where I was just like, I don't think we can date anymore. And then Julian like pulled me aside, and he was like, I was crying, and he just like really helped me and like reflected you, and like showed me how you were on the inside, and was like telling me stuff that you were saying, like positive things that you were saying about us that I didn't realize. And that really helped.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important to have the soul family around.
Yeah, shout outs. All right, shall we end it here? Speaking of Julian, doing the next podcast?
Yeah, we're going to do a podcast about Julian.
Yeah, we're finally opening up.
We're ready to speak out.
Our side, because for so long I've been quiet, and now it's time to talk about it.
Because
now it's not just speaking out of wounded emotions. Now it's like being God level and speaking about it, and seeing the bigger picture, and all learning greatly about it, and also creating space for all of this. So stay tuned. The next episode probably is going to be a really, really, really juicy one.
And I feel like there's so much more that we have to say about this. Like, this is just
the
beginning.
It's just the beginning. And
about the divine masculine.
I can already see how, like, I became so good in the universal message, like, speaking that and speaking about this. Like, this is why we're here. Because the universal message is all out there. And we are playing the human game. We're shifting the new earth and being the divine feminine, masculine, like, stepping in our power, all this stuff. This is why Brittany and I, we know that, and we just, this is just the beginning. We're getting so good in actually putting that in words. So definitely tickle that subscribe button.
Tickle?
That is what I always said. Because, you know, others say like, smash that. And I'm like, just tickle it.
And send this to everyone who needs to hear it. Because this, if everyone got this download, babe, in the whole world, I would just be like so excited. Because I'm like, now we can play on this level. Mm. Like, let's go, you know?
And also send it to Julian Zietlow so he can already prepare for the next episode.
Babe, you know it's already happening.
I know.
Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, what is happening? Oh my God. And I'm going to totally do the thing that Julian does. It's like, in 3 days, in 2 days,
Dum-dum-dum.
In 1 day, we will release it.
Yeah, let's make him sweat. All right, anything else to say?
I just love you and I appreciate you.
Baby, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
And Afro apparently just prefers the floor. She's like, this is my spot.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, thank you for always, like, showing up, even when, like, you were super overwhelmed and, like, you didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I was just like, wah! Thank you for always showing up.
Yeah, like, I played it all out. I was, like, going alone for a walk, this is so powerful. Going in my imagination, being so angry at you and playing out all the timelines where I, like, storm off and then seeing, like, all I want is us. All I want, like, truly want is us. And I don't want to fuck it up and create these big wounds that we cannot love each other, like, fully because we're so wounded. So it was, like, this is just who I am. I love you so much. I love us so much. This is everything I want.
I love you too.
All right. Okay. Thanks for listening. Basha, cut out or is that too much? I think it's too much. Thanks for listening. Check out Basha on Spotify. Higher Mind. If you want to wake up, it's one of my most powerful permission slips that resonate the most with me.
I mean, you could put one about relationships.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Peace out.